Welcome back to Dance Talk with Dance Studio 18. My name is James Smith, owner of Dance Studio 18 here in Sacramento, California. And I am excited to have the second episode here ready to go. And it's going to be a short episode. I just want to kind of go over an idea or a thought, that a question that I get quite often for people who are trying to become decent dancers, good dancers, efficient dancers, confident dancers. The question is, you know, how long does it take to become a good dancer? Well, you know, that question is kind of relative. I don't know what you mean or what they really mean when they ask how long does it take to be a good dancer? Because, you know, if I could look at somebody and I see potentially maybe they've had not one dance lesson in their life, but they're able to move to the music and able to be rhythmically in time and in tune, and their body is moving well and fluidly, you know, that person is a natural good dancer. I was just naturally a good dancer before I got into ballroom and Latin dancing. I just was able to move my body well to the music, and some people have that natural ability. And then, of course, some people don't. And so for the people that don't have that natural ability, they're the ones that are asking, hey, how long does it take to become a good dancer? And again, it's relative. Everyone learns differently. Everyone learns at a different pace. Okay. Every instructor that you may learn from teaches a little bit differently as well. All I can really tell you on that is repetition. Repetition, repetition, repetition. Just like anything that you're going to learn in life, if you're trying to become good, sufficient, adequate at anything that you do, you have to have repetition. How much repetition do you need? Well, that's a good question. But when I teach, you know, I like to try to have people be able to at least do a pattern 3 times in a row without a mistake. If you can do something 3 times in a row perfectly without that mistake happening, then you're starting to build in what we call muscle memory. Okay, muscle memory is what's going to allow you to move your body without second guessing yourself all the time, without overthinking, without wondering if you're doing it wrong or right. Muscle memory is what you get through repetition. So the more repetition that you have, the more chance you have to get that muscle memory kicking in faster, and then the faster you become a proficient dancer. Now, you have to understand as well that when you're learning, there's going to be a roller coaster effect. So when you come in, you have 4 stages of learning. And I'll explain this roller coaster in a second, but let me explain this 4 stages of learning. You have 4 stages of learning when you first come in to learn how to dance. You have your initial learning stage where you have no idea what's going on. You don't even think you can do it. You're intimidated. You're nervous. All these things. Then you have the awkward you stage. After the initial stage, you have been shown what you want to do. You've been shown what to do. You're trying it. You're kind of doing it. It just feels really awkward. And you're thinking, wow, is this what dance feels like? It feels really awkward. I don't know if I really want to do this. You have to get past the awkward you stage. Once you get past the awkward you stage, then you have what we call the conscious use stage. The conscious use stage is my favorite part of the learning process, because when somebody is able, well, the conscious use basically is where you're able to start realizing the mistakes that you've made and you're able to start fixing them on your own. I love that, because it's like a light bulb just went off in your head. It's like, oh, wait a minute, I just realized what I did wrong. Let me go ahead and fix that so the next time I can get it to where it starts to feel natural for myself. And then that would be the number 4, okay? The fourth stage of learning is the natural use stage. So after you've gone through the initial learning stage, after you've gone through the awkward use, after you've gone through this conscious use and realizing where your mistakes are and you can start to fix them, then you've got this natural stage, and that's where we all want to be. But then guess what? You're moving, you're dancing, you feel natural, you just mastered whatever it was the instructor taught you, and then they show you something new. Guess what? It's a whole new process. Whenever we show you something new, You start again from the initial learning stage to the awkward use to the conscious use to the natural use. Good thing is, the more that you dance and the more repetition you get, the more that your body becomes accustomed and used to moving, and therefore new things and new patterns essentially are a lot easier to pick up and a lot easier to learn. But again, all that comes through repetition. I particularly like to work with somebody for around 3 months, and I say 3 months very loosely because I have 45-minute lessons. 3 months to me means someone can come in about maybe once a week, once every 2 weeks, and maybe to take a few group classes here and there. You know, if they're consistently coming in, I'd say maybe 4 or 5 times a month, yeah, you know, they can become a pretty, you know, good beginner dancer. We have lots of different dance styles that we offer. So, you know, you're going to want to pick and choose what dance styles that you want to start with. Nice thing is that when you start one dance style, you're able to pick up on other dances a lot easier, because we do have what's called the interrelated dance system. So that means that one pattern that you learn in one dance, you'll be able to pick up in another dance. You'll be able to do in another dance. You may just dance it a little bit differently. So all these things are going to help you become an adequate dancer, but it's really on you. It's really about how much time you're willing to invest. It's really about how much you're willing to repeat the process so you can get it into your muscle memory. It could take you a month to become a good beginner dancer. It could take you years to become a good beginner dancer. I don't know. You could become a professional potentially in a dance style within, you know, a few months potentially. It depends on if you have hours and hours and hours of practice time. For instance, you know, take Zumba for example. I don't really promote Zumba, but their instruction and certification is what, 8 hours, 9 hours, and then they go out and they start teaching. Okay, I personally don't believe you can get certified in anything in 8 hours. I don't believe Zumba dancers are really true professional dancers. But the whole point is that they're able to bring in people that have the ability to move and have the ability to be rhythmically in time. So in 8 hours, they're giving people an idea of what it is that they do, and they can go out and spread that to the world. And so really, dance is relative. That's what I'm saying. You have 8 hours of instruction where in Zumba, you can go out and teach right away, and then for something like me, you have years of instruction or years of training before you potentially would feel comfortable teaching. So, again, what does it take to become a good dancer? I believe it's relative, but I do know it does take a lot of repetition, it does take dedication, and once you get it into your muscle memory, you'll be good to go. This is James Smith, Dancing to 18. Come out and check us out on the next podcast. Thank you very much. Also, you can check out my website. It's www.dancestudio18.com. We just did partner with the Sacramento Rivercats this year, so we are looking for people to join our dance team and join us at the Rivercats games. If you have any interest in that, give us a holler. Again, www.dancestudio18.com.